This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation celebrated the 76th Republic Day yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating Republic Day from the Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia also took part in the parade. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. The event concluded with a flypast of 47 aircraft. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Su-30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228 and An-32 aircraft and Apache and Mi-17 helicopters. Russian President Vladimir Putin has congratulated his Indian counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of the country's 76th Republic Day. Mr. Putin also said that India's achievements in the economic, social, scientific, technological and other spheres are widely known, and said that India is making a substantial contribution to ensuring international stability and security and addressing vital issues on the regional and global agenda. India and Russia have enjoyed and maintained healthy and strong bilateral relations since the Soviet era. President Draupadi Murmu hosted an at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day yesterday. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. In a social media post, the president said that the guests enjoyed the vibrant, artistic and cultural elements that were displayed during the event. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has arrived in Beijing for a two-day visit during which he will hold talks with Chinese officials in the second such high-profile visit from India to China in less than 1.5 months. The visit of Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who was also the former ambassador to China, is taking place on Republic Day ahead of the celebrations of China's Spring Festival and the Chinese New Year, beginning on January 29, during which the country will officially shut down for a week. Prime Minister Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCCPM rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's NCCPM rally will be Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. The Uttar Pradesh government has declared no vehicle zone in the Mahakumbh area in Prayagraj from today. The decision has been taken to ensure smooth management of the massive crowds expected on Mauni Amavasya on 29th of January. The Integrated Control and Command Center has been activated to monitor crowd density and ensure that no excessive gathering takes place at Sangam Nose. Our correspondent reports that quick response teams have been deployed in high-density areas to handle emergencies. In football, Mumbai City Football Club defeated Mountain Sporting Club SC by 3-0 in the Indian Super League ISL 2024-25 at the Mumbai Football Arena yesterday. Mumbai City Football Club have jumped to 5th place as a result of this triumph. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours over UP, Bihar, Odisha and the northeast for the next 1 to 2 days. It also said that cold wave conditions are likely to be there in Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan and Punjab. Scattered rainfall and snowfall activity is also expected over western Himalayan region during the next week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.